In Istanbul, the government is stepping up its crackdown on the city's imprisoned mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu. The crackdown comes as, despite İmamoğlu's imprisonment on corruption charges, opinion polls indicate he remains President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's main political rival, as protests continue over his arrest.
Sağlık ekibi, tam Türk bayrağının altına bak. Tam Türk bayrağının altına.
On Wednesday, a suburb of Istanbul saw the latest demonstration in support of the city's imprisoned mayor, Ekrem İmamoğlu. Despite the protests being held in a traditional electoral stronghold of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, tens of thousands attended. 2 months on since İmamoğlu's arrest on corruption charges, protests continue to gather momentum. In the latest effort to counter the unrest, Istanbul's governor this month decreed that all images of İmamoğlu be removed from public buildings. Within hours of the decree, social media was awash with videos of people wearing İmamoğlu masks travelling on public transport. Political analyst Atilla Yeşilada of Global Source Partners says opinion polls indicate the opposition is winning the battle of minds of the country.
Up to 75% are against İmamoğlu's arrest, and the aversion to Erdogan's attempt to sideline his opponents with foul play was widely distributed among all parties. So there is a strong reaction, and this is not a temporary thing. It's a grievance that will be held and may impact the results of the next elections, whenever they may be held, as long as Ekrem İmamoğlu is in prison.
Opinion polls also give İmamoğlu a double-digit lead over Erdogan for the presidency, with the same polls recording a majority believing the corruption charges against the mayor are politically motivated, a charge the government denies. Analyst Sezin Öner of Politikyol News Portal says Erdogan may have calculated İmamoğlu would share the same fate as other jailed political rivals of Erdogan, who saw their influence diminish once behind bars.
The government is counting on the possibility that İmamoğlu is jailed, is out of sight, out of mind. So he will just be forgotten and the presidency will have its ways.
Turkish authorities have relentlessly sought to cut İmamoğlu's access to social media, with his accounts on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Blue Sky being frozen. Similar measures have been taken against journalists and İmamoğlu supporters, according to Erol Önderoğlu, Istanbul representative of the Paris-based Reporters Without Borders.
The oppression goes deeper and deeper in the recent months. It's just a very concerning policy in order to impose a blackout within this vibrant society.
The legal crackdown on the Istanbul municipality is continuing, with more waves of arrests, even extending to İmamoğlu's bodyguard and secretary. While his Republican People's Party, the main opposition, is also under investigation. Given Erdogan's political future is at stake, analyst Öner says this has become a fight to the finish.
I'm sure this is being calculated, recalculated every day, whether it's beneficial to get him out of the picture by throwing more cases at him, by weakening his party, Republican People's Party, weakening him personally. Whatever is convenient, but sky is the limit.
However, for now, every new crackdown appears to give further impetus to the opposition protests, which continue to draw large numbers across the country, invariably in Erdogan's political strongholds. The leader of the main opposition, Republican People's Party, Özgür Özel, for now has won over many detractors with his energetic performances. However, analyst Yeşilada warns, Özel faces the challenge of sustaining the protests.
But I would feel in summer months it's very difficult to keep the momentum. Colleges are closed, people are, shuffling through the country. So if that's their only mean of piling pressure on Erdogan, it's not going to work. Özel needs to find new tricks. It would take two things for CHP to continue on this path successfully. A, hearing what the grassroots are saying. in particular the younger generation. B, being able to reshuffle the party so that true activists are promoted to posts where they can energize the base.
Summer rescued Erdogan the last time he faced sustained nationwide protests back in 2013, which dissipated with the closing of the universities and the onset of the holiday season. Erdogan will likely again hope for a quiet summer, and that İmamoğlu will be forgotten. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.